兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God be often with us.
有一次去一个家庭啊，参加家庭聚会。
And one time went to a family to attend family service.
结束的时候啊，这个晚风徐来啊，那附近刚好有一棵夜来香哈，兰花的香味。有一个花香的味道。
And at the end of service, there was a breeze, and nearby there was a tree of flowers.
你就可以闻到因为风送来的香气。
And you can smell the fragrance that the wind brought.
那精神就为之一振啊，精神就很好啊。
And all of a sudden, you have more strength.
那这样的一个情形让小弟想起圣经的一段话。
And because of this, it made me think of a Bible verse.
我们看雅歌第四章十六节。
Let's turn to
Song of Songs.
Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs.
雅歌第四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
雅歌第四章十六节。
Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 16.
四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
北风啊，兴起，南风啊，吹来。吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。北风啊是寒冷的风。
The north wind is a cold wind.
南风是热的风。
And the south wind is a wind of warmth.
这个作者在谈到呢，希望这些风啊吹进他的园里面来。
And the author wanted these winds to come into his garden.
因为风一吹来啊，它会发出美好的香气。
Because when the wind blows, there is a great fragrance.
因为这个园子是神的园子，是指着我们弟兄姐妹。
Because this garden is the garden of God, meaning the brothers and sisters.
那我们这个每一个人心中有神的园子啊，充满了神的丰富。
And all of us have in our hearts have the garden of God, and it's bountiful.
所以当这个风吹来啊，可以把神的香味啊。发散出来。
So when the wind blows, we can display the fragrance of God.
当困难的风啊吹到我们的心里面啊，我们就能够显出耶稣基督更美的芬芳。
And when the difficult winds blow through our hearts, then we can show even more the beauty of Christ.
我们基督徒都常常盼望啊平安无事。
Christians always want to have peace.
其实常常困难的风来到我们的生命，更能显出基督的芬芳。
But a lot of times, only when the difficult winds blow through us, then we can have the fragrance of God.
所以今天晚上想来探讨三个人物。
So tonight we'd like to talk about three characters.
我们来看这个耶伯啊，在患难中守道的芬芳。
And we will study how Job had fragrance during difficulties.
我们来看保罗怎么在刺痛后面那种发出喜乐的芬芳。
And we will see how Paul had fragrance out of pain.
我们来看亚伯拉罕在勇敢行道之后被称义的芬芳。
And we will also study how Abraham had fragrance after being justified.
那我们就一个个来查考哈。
And we will study one by one.
这个耶伯啊，他有两种福气。
Job had two types of blessings.
第一个就是家中兴旺的福气。
And the first is that he had a prosperous family.
Yeah, 我们来看一下耶伯记一章一节到第一章第一节到第三节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1 verses 1-3.
耶伯记一章的一节到三节。
Job chapter 1 verses 1-3.
请你念好了。
Job chapter 1 verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and who feared God and shunned evil too. And seven sons and three daughters were born to him. 3. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500female donkeys and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all people of the east.
这边在提到耶伯的家中兴盛。
Here it talks about the prosperity of Joseph's family.
神也啊，觉得他的灵性兴盛。
And God also thought that he had a strong spirituality.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8. Verse 8, then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, and a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
所以神甚至以耶伯为傲，以他为夸张，夸耀。
So God was actually proud of Job.
那撒旦就说，你祝福他，难道不是没有原因的呢？
And Satan said to God,
你祝福气给他，难道不是没有原因的吗？
You give him blessings. Is there no reason that you give him blessings?
我们请读第十节。
Let's read verse 10. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land.
所以圣经上并没有火刃啊，耶伯在世上所得的是从神来的福气啊。
So the Bible did not dispute that the blessings that Job had were from God.
这种福气是一般世人所向往的福气。
And these type of blessings are the blessings that most people want.
我们来到美国都希望美国梦想实现。
And people come to America for the American dream.
我们都希望我们的家里有一个 view。
And we all hope that our house has a view.
有个游泳池。
Has a pool.
有一个网球场。
Has a tennis court.
有个很大的地。
And a big, big yard.
这个都是我们呢神所赐给人的一些福气是没有错的。
And all of these are blessings that God gives us.
但是神还赐给人另外一种福气啊。
But there's another type of blessing that God gives us.
就是在患难之后加倍祝福的福气。
Is that after difficult times or disasters that we have more blessings?
我们看耶伯记四十二章。
Let's turn to Job 42.
四十二章哦。
Chapter 42.
我们来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶伯记四十二章第十节。
Job chapter 42, verse 10. Verse 10, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
这边提到耶伯得到加倍的福气。
Here it says, the Lord gave Job twice as much.
的确，他的牛羊母驴都是加倍的。
So all of his livestock were doubled.
他的孩子十个失去的，也十个再得回来。
And he had lost 10 sons, he received 10 sons back.
这些福气是隐藏在患难后面的。
And all of these blessings were hidden behind the disaster.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们遇到患难常常是一种福气的开始。
So a lot of times when we have difficulties, it is actually the beginning of blessing.
虽然我们在这个黑暗的洞中不一定可以看得见光明。
When we're in a dark cave, we may not see the light at the end of the tunnel.
就好像没有到绝期你不晓得耶伯原来的福气有这么大。
Just like if you do not see the conclusion, you do not know what kind of blessings Job had.
但是只要我们不是为行恶来受苦因为行恶来受苦
As long as we are not suffering because of evil.
圣经上讲说呢，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
The Bible tells us that all things work out for good for those who love God.
虽然如此，其实耶伯在经历这个困难他是刻骨铭心的一种感觉非常强烈的苦
And when Job was suffering, he felt that it was a very difficult suffering.
他在耶伯记一直形容这种苦难好像一阵暴风
And he describes this type of pain like a big storm.
所以第一章就形容说，这个在旷野有狂风吹了他们孩子所住的房子，房子倒塌，压死了十个孩子。
And described that the wind blew their house over and crushed their 10 sons.
在九章的十七节耶伯讲说呢，神用暴风折断我。
And in Job chapter 9 verse 17, Job says that God crushed him with the tempest.
在十三章的二十五节呢，他又跟神这样说
In Job 13:25, he says,
他说你要惊动我，好像惊动被风吹动的树叶吗？
He says, well, you frighten a leaf driven to and fro.
所以他形容自己的困难好像自己是一个树叶，是被狂风快要吹掉一样的。
So he's describing his difficulties like he's a leaf in a storm.
后来听我谈到说，其实他好像是被一阵东风吹到脱离了原来自己的地方
Later it describes that it's like an east wind that had blown him to another place.
所以没有错，你看耶伯的苦难啊，就像一阵风一样。
So indeed, Job's pains were like a wind.
但是耶伯又说呢，神为风量重量。
But Job also said that God's measure is in the wind.
A measure the weight, 是不是？啊，他为风啊称他的重量啊。
He weighed the wind.
啊，意思就是说呢，其实神给我们的风雨啊，暴风暴雨啊，也会看着我们能够承受的程度来吹着我们的。
Which means the wind and the storms that God gives us actually measure according to our ability.
所以我们台湾话讲说呢，这个树头如果稳啊，不怕树尾做台风啊。树头若栽，唔惊树尾做风台啊。树头树根如果很稳啊，不怕树啊树的啊上面有台风在有风在刮。
That's why there's Taiwanese saying that if your the roots of the trees are strong enough, it doesn't matter if there's a typhoon.
所以感谢主，他没有倒啊。
But thank God he did not fall.
他能够从苦境中转回，在于他能够为他的朋友来祷告。
He was able to turn around in the storm and actually pray for his friends.
在于他在困难当中没有以口来犯罪。
And during the time of his difficulty, he did not sin with his mouth.
在于他能够在困难当中继续保持他的纯正。
And he was able to keep his purity during this disaster.
所以神啊，后来加倍祝福给他。
So later, God blessed him doublefold.
其实这个加倍的祝福哦，应该不只是啊这个牛羊驴这些祝福而已啊。
And I believe his blessings were not just his livestock.
啊，这个祝福包括从他风闻有神到亲眼见神。
And the blessings include hearing about God to seeing God.
啊，这个祝福包括他可以在旋风当中听到神的声音。
And this blessing includes that in the wind he is able to hear God.
啊，在困难当中能够知道神的旨意。
And during the time of difficulty, he is able to know God's will.
经过这个困难呢，他本身的灵性像金金那么样的完全。
And through this difficulty, his faith became pure as gold.
所以他整个生命的故事啊，就给我们表达一个在忍耐当中所到所发出的香气啊。
So his life shows the fragrance from endurance.
这个香气到新约啊，大家都还闻得到啊，就觉得这个很美啊。很香啊！
You can still smell this fragrance even in the New Testament.
我们看雅各书第四章十一节。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书第四章十一节。
James chapter 4 verse 11.
雅各书第四章十一节。
James chapter 4 verse 11.
啊，对不起，我看一下啊，啊，第四章，对，啊，哎，第五章十一节。
Chapter 5.
第五章十一节。
5 verse 11.
五章十一节。
James chapter 5 verse 11. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
到雅各时代还闻到啊，这个耶伯啊，忍耐所发出的香气。
Even the time of James, you are able to smell the fragrance from the perseverance.
真的，耶伯说那句话，真的，历古以来感动多少人 ？God give and God take it away. 神给予，神也收回。啊，赏赐的是神，收取的是神。神的名是应当称颂的。
And indeed, the phrase that Job said that God gives and God taketh away has touched many people.
所以我们今天呀，也看到很多弟兄姐妹啊，跟耶伯一样，在困难当中呢，啊，坚持他守道理的纯正。
Many brothers and sisters, just like Job, during time of difficulties, they are able to endure and keep their faith.
最近听到一个张弟兄的见证。
And recently, I heard a testimony of a brother Chang.
因为在伯恩帕教会啊，外面常常放很多见证录音带啊，我没事就拿来听啊。
And because outside Bowen Park Church, they often would leave tapes or testimonies, and I took one to listen.
那这位弟兄是小弟的旧识啊，所以我很兴趣他这几年经历什么东西啊。就我以前的朋友啊。
And this brother is actually a friend of mine from the past, so I was very interested.
那跟我差不多同年纪。
And he's about my age.
他说他在台湾刚开始找工作的时候。
He talked about when he started to look for a job in Taiwan.
很困难啊。
It was very hard.
因为他是读国际贸易的。
He Because he studied international business.
那为什么困难呢?
Why was it hard?
不是他没有能力啊。
Not because he did not have the ability.
啊，常常是因为哦，道理的关系啊。
But often it is because of the gospel.
他说他第一次去应征是森宝哦，是一家这个电器公司。
And the first interview that he had was with a electronic company.
啊，他说那个员工大概有四千多人。
And there are about 4,000 employees.
他要应征三个人员，要录取三名。
And they were hiring three people.
他总有三百名去考试。
And he was number 300 taking the test.
Yeah, 然后公司要租学校给他们考试。
And the company rented a school for everyone to take a test.
他就录取了十名了哈。
So he was in the top 10.
所以他很高兴啊，就这个十名当中呢，他。就要去见面谈了。
So because he was in the top 10, he was very happy that he gets an interview.
对不起哦，还再考另外一个试就对了哈，再考另外一个试。
That he could take the next exam.
然后他在十名当中要再录取五名啊。
And out of these 10, they will choose another 5.
他又能够进入那个前五名啊。
And he was in the top 5.
那第五名就到最后就面谈了。
So he finally has an interview.
因为他口才很好啊。
Because he was very eloquent.
他觉得面谈对他来讲是芝麻豆的小事情。
So he thought the interview would be a piece of cake.
但是想不到这个考官就问最后问他几个问题啊。
But he did not expect that the interviewer at the end asked a few questions.
他说你抽烟吗？
Saying do you smoke?
没有啊。
He said no.
你喝酒吗？
Do you drink?
没有啊。
No.
你不嚼槟榔吗？你不嚼槟榔吗？槟榔，美国人不嚼槟榔。
Beetle nuts. And they asked, "Do you chew on beetle nuts?" He said, "No."
他说没有啊。
No.
他说如果人家抽烟，你会感觉怎么样呢
？And if someone smokes, how would you feel?
他说我待会跟他讲说啊，抽烟对你身体健康不好啊。
I will tell them that smoking is bad for your health.
他说就是问到这些问题哦，他说因为那个国际贸易的做生意啊，他说在台湾做生意哦，你不抽烟、不喝酒、不嚼槟榔哦，人家就是。根本做不了生意就对了啦。
But because in Taiwan, to do business, you must smoke and drink and chew the beetle nuts.
至少你也要一两样啊。
At least, you have to do one or two.
他说都是为了这些哦，因为神的道理，他就很老实的讲哦，到最后都没有录取啊。
And because of the word of God, he answered honestly, and he was not chosen.
第二家公司他也是一样，都是到面谈，都是问，因为他是做贸易的，都是问这些问题啊。
The second company, it was the same because he was in business. They all asked the same questions.
他说到最后，心里非常的郁卒啊，非常的难过。
So he felt very bad.
难道信耶稣就要这样被逼迫吗？就一定要这样守道理吗
？Do we have to be persecuted in this way just because we're a Christian?
但是他坚持他的纯正啊。
But he endured his purity.
他说他回头再想来过去的那一种找工作的过程啊。
And he thought back to the process of finding a job.
最后呢，找到一个工作是十人以下的公司啊。他本来找的都是大公司，后来是找到一个十人以下的公司啊。
And at the end, he went to a company that had less than 10 employees.
但是，一上班呢，老板就把一些这个原文的有关电脑的原文书呢，就叫他回去研究啊。以后呢，你就专门的这个帮助有关电脑方面的这个销售啊。
And from day one, the boss gave him some books about computers and told him from now on you will be in charge of the computer business.
因为他是读国际贸易，他说他什么叫 DOS 他都不懂啊，原来什么叫 DOS 他都不懂啊。
Because he has studied international business, he did not know what the DOS operating system is.
就是因为那一年当中啊，就是刚开始那个工作啊，小公司什么都要做啊，把他的电脑基础打起来了。
And because in a small company you have to do everything.And so he had built a very strong base in computers.
后来才知道，原来啊，我们守道理啊，虽然看起来好像是开始很困难，可是最后呢，神却为他开启了祝福的大门呢。
So he said that although to keep the word, although at the beginning it may seem very difficult,
真的就像
we can receive blessings from God.
像耶伯一样呢，真的我们可以看到这个人在艰难当中啊，继续持守纯正啊。发出那种香气，我们觉得真的很美啊。
And just like Job, if we can endure and keep our purity, then we will have a great fragrance.
那我们再来看，其实所以我们刚刚提到困难中的守道的一个香气呢，所以不只是 人啊，不只是家道丰富是祝福啊，其实困难也是祝福啦，哦。
So we talked about the fragrance of keeping our purity during bad times. So even during bad times, it is also a blessing.
那再来我们看这个保罗给我们一个福气的观念。
And let's look at Paul and the perspective of blessing from him.
他提到拣选是一种福气啊。
To be chosen is a blessing.
那其实身上有一根刺也是福气啊。
And even if you have a thorn on your body, it is a blessing.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
第九节，第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
请念。
Verse 9, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 10, but by grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
保罗提到说，其实他真的是一个微小的人啊。
Paul said that I am very little.
但是他可以被神拣选成为为神工作的人。
But I can be chosen to be a worker of God.
这是神的恩惠，格外的与我同在。
This is the grace of God that He has towards me.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天真的很有福气啊，因为我们是被神拣选的族类。
And indeed, today we are also blessed because we are chosen by God.
我常常跟小朋友讲，你看，全世界有六个 billion 啊，这么多人呢。
And I tell the little children to look at the world. There are 6 billion people.
那我们是那个少数被拣选、有得到恩惠的人呢、啊、
？And we are the minority that has been chosen to receive this grace.
如果你在学校被选到 gate class, 你都很高兴啊。
And if you are in school and you are chosen to be in the gate class, you are very happy.
你被选入进入哈佛大学，你都很高兴啊。
Or if you can go to Harvard, then you'll be very happy.
然而我们没有什么本事啊，神却爱我们，拣选我们成为神的子民。
And although we have nothing, God chose us so that we can be His people.
所以保罗常常祷告，我们的眼睛可以被打开啊。
So Paul often prays that our eyes can be opened.
可以看清楚我们所得到的基业是何等的丰盛。
To see clearly how much we have received.
我们的圣灵是何等的有能力。
How powerful the Holy Spirit is.
我们的这个呼召是何等的有盼望啊。
How much hope there is in our calling.
所以今天我们被拣选，这是一个大福气啊。
So today we have been chosen, it is a great blessing.
但是有时候我们被拣选之后呢，生活上也有困难呢。
But after being chosen, sometimes there are difficulties in life.
就好像保罗身上也有刺啊。
Just like Paul, he had a thorn on his body.
但是保罗说这个刺啊，也是一个福气。
But Paul said that this thorn is also a blessing.
我们看哥林多后书第十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章第七节到第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 to 9.
十二章七节到九节。
Chapter 12 verses 7 to 9.
哥林多后书十二章七节到九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 to 9.
请念。
Verse 7. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me. Lest I be exalted above measure. 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. 9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
我们读第十节, verse 10.
That's also verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
这个保罗说他身上有一根刺啊。
Paul said that there's a thorn on his body.
这到底是什么呢？
What is this thorn?
加拉太书四章十三节啊，那边提到说，他在生病的时候呢，加拉太人呢，就是把眼睛给保罗，他们也愿意啊。
And in Galatians chapter 4 verse 13, saying that he had a physical infirmity, and the people were willing to give their eyes.
所以可能有人说，他的刺啊，可能是跟眼睛有关系啊。
So people think that this infirmity might have to, this thorn or infirmity might have to do with his eyes.
六章十一节加拉太书提到说呢，你看他的牵制是何等的大。
And in Galatians chapter 6 verse 11, it says that how large his letters are.
这可能跟他眼疾有关系了哦。
It might have to do with his vision.
虽然保罗为了这个事情啊，祷告了三次。
And for this matter, Paul prayed 3 times.
神没有把他拿走啊。
God did not remove the thorn.
在这个刺的当中呢，他也觉得，哎，这是一个恩惠跟福气啊。
But within the thorn, he found that this is also a grace and blessing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他觉得啊，首先他体会到啊，神啊跟他同在啊。如果你看第八节的那个红字版，它是一个红字，就是神对他说的这一段话。第九节哦，哥林多后书十二章的第九节哦，这一节是神对他所说的话。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, this quote is words from God.
如果你有红字版圣经啊，这是红字印的，就是代表呢，保罗在为这个事情祷告的时候，神开口跟他说话。
And these are the words of God that was spoken to Paul when he prayed three times.
所以今天我们说有福气，这遇到神就是最大的福气啦。
And today, if we can meet God, this is the best blessing.
真的，神亲自安慰我们的困难哦。
Because God will personally comfort us.
最近呢，这个孩子不太容易教啊。
These days, it's hard to teach children.
因为我们小孩子被这个网络影响太厉害。
Because our children are greatly influenced by the internet.
所以很多孩子觉得自己很不配来参加神圣灵会啊。
So many children thought that they were not worthy to come to the students' spiritual convocation.
但是神也常常这个用异象、异梦、异念啊，让他们体会到神同在的慈爱啊。
But often God will use visions and dreams to let them know the presence of God.
昨天晚上在惜别会的时候啊，有个小朋友这样做见证。
Last night during the farewell fellowship, one.
昨天晚上。
Last night.
是应该是昨天哦，昨天吧哦。
Last night during the farewell fellowship, one of the children gave a testimony.
有个孩子就提到说啊，在祷告当中啊，他看到有个宝座啊，那个宝座通到天上的星星啊，很高很高啊，男的。
And he said that he saw a vision of a throne very high.
有一个坐在宝座上面的，他实在很高大，他怎么能看到他的脚，看不到他上面的地方啊。
And there's a person sitting on this throne, and he is so big he can only see his feet.
他说那个人所在的殿堂都是黄金铺的。
And the place was paved with gold.
他说他知道那个人就是慈爱的主耶稣啊。
And he said that he knew that this was Jesus Christ.
看到主耶稣就知道主耶稣已经接纳他了。
And seeing this, he knew that God had Jesus Christ had accepted him.
但是他又觉得自己很不配啊。
But he thought himself very unworthy.
所以常常我们生命当中很多次，就是我们常常很多打扰我们的地方啊，有时候我们不小心就落入这个困难当中啊。
And a lot of times we have many thorns and we have many difficulties that strike us back.
但是神也用他的声音来安慰我们呢。
But God will use His voice to comfort us.
这个保罗又提到说，在这个有刺的当中呢，保罗提到说呢，神的能力是在软弱的人身上显得完全呢。
And Paul also said that God's strength is shown in those who are weak.
这真的是个福气哦。
This is a great blessing.
我越软弱，神越完全，怎么会这样子呢
？The weaker I am, the more perfect God is.
我眼睛越不好，但是神启示我的奥秘越多啊。
The worse my eyesight is, the more God reveals to me.
我眼睛不好，神让我走遍大江南北，可以为神来工作。
Although I cannot see well, but God sent me everywhere to preach and work.
所以真的，我们很软弱，但是神的能力是完全的。
Although we are weak, but God is strong.
这也是神的福气啊。
This is also the blessing of God.
我觉得最大的福气就是哦，在困难当中啊，在有刺当中呢，让保罗对人生的道理可以有一个崭新的领悟啊。
And I believe the greatest blessing is that during these painful times, thorns, Paul was able to have a new perspective.
那个领悟哦，如果我们在人生真的可以悟到哦，悟清楚到底什么是人生，什么是真正的福气，那个就是最大的一个福气啊。
If we can somehow realize what the purpose of life is, this is the greatest blessing.
我们看这个腓立比书的第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第十节到十二节。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 10 to 12.
我们来读十二，先来读十一节十二节好了
哈。Let's read verses 11 and 12.
十一节十二节。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 11 and 12.
请念。
Verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. 12. how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
第三节.
And 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我想在困难当中,
I believe this is the great experience that Paul had.
真的啊, 如果你一辈子被拣选, 都是福气的, 我们没有办法有这样的了解啊。
If we have been chosen, we always have blessings, we will not understand this.
我们后来, 因为有困难, 我们才了解到, 什么人生啊, 原来生活在世上有个秘诀啊, 有个秘诀啊。
Only when we have difficulties, we will realize that there is a secret in life.
啊, 那就是叫人可以, 无论在什么环境, 都可以知足啊。
Is that the,
就是知足的心啊。
And the secret is that in all circumstances in life, we can be content.
所以如果有珠子的心啊, 你有钱啊, 你就吃沙西米嘛, 没钱啊, 你就多吃一点, 你们家后院中的地瓜叶啊, 都是很快乐的啦。
And if you're content and you're rich, you can have some sashimi. But if you're content and you're poor, you can have what vegetables you have in your yard.
那还是吃得很高兴的啊。
And you can still be happy.
那这个就是人生的秘诀啦。
This is the secret in life.
那这个东西如果没有在患难的时候, 有时候我真的很难体会得到, 不晓得这一个秘诀是在哪里。
And there are times if we do not face difficulties, we will not understand it.
因为有这样的了解, 第十节, 保罗就这样讲啊。
And because of this understanding, Paul said in verse 14,
我靠主大大的喜乐啊。
Oh, in 13,
第十节,
in verse 10, I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
这个不是小小的喜乐啊,
this is not a small joy.
在困难当中啊, 我在卑贱当中啊, 我也是大大的喜乐啊。
In times of need, when I am abased, I am still greatly rejoiced.
所以在靠主当中, 能够产生喜乐, 这难道不是让人羡慕的一个人生生活吗?
And to be able to rely on God and rejoice, this is something that we can look up to.
就好像你看到一棵这个长满荆棘的一个树叶哦, 突然这个长出一朵红色的玫瑰啊。
Just like if we see a leaf with among thorns, and then suddenly we see a rose.
啊，你心中突然发觉到, 哇, 这个实在是太美丽的人生了, 太美丽的香气了。
Then you will realize that how beautiful life is.
哦，真的, 在 苦难当中可以喜乐啊, 是不容易的事情啊。
It is hard to have joy in difficulty.
但是当一个人真的可以悟道之后啊,
But if we can have this understanding,
真的我们可以靠主大大的喜乐啊。
Then we can greatly rejoice through the Lord.
啊, 人也可以从我们身上啊, 啊, 看到神的荣耀啊。
And others can see the glory of God through us.
啊, 这个是最美的事情啊。
This is a very beautiful thing.
我想这也是我们每个人应该学习的。
And this is something we should learn from.
我常常觉得我自己当传道, 这个缺乏喜乐。
And a lot of times, being a pastor, I think I lack joy.
这次去 NYTS, 我看了一位传道。
This time, when I went to NYTS, I saw another pastor.
我为他满心感谢神啊。
And for him, I thank God.
因为, 虽然他当班负责, 压力很大。
Yeah, a lot of responsibilities and a lot of pressures.
但是我跟他住在同一个房间, 我就觉得他那个交托的心啊, 哎呀, 实在令我羡慕。
And because I room with him, I can see how much he relied on God.
在这个, 辛苦的责任当中啊, 我可以看到一个基督的芬芳啊, 基督的那个香气啊。
And
辛苦的这个, 责任啊, responsibility 当中呢, 可以看到他的身上有基督所发出的那种喜乐的香气啊。
And through his great responsibilities, I can see the fragrance of God.
所以虽然刺, 有刺, 也是一种福气。
So even if you have thorns, it is a blessing.
我们可以靠主发出喜乐的芬芳。
And relying on God, we can have a fragrance.
我们看到亚伯拉罕啊, 他在痛苦当中有一种信心的行动的芬芳。
And we can see from Abraham.
在献孩子之后呢, 能够得到, 啊, 有, 在, 有一种献孩子那种行动, 啊, 这种困难当中能够采取行动的, 啊, 那种勇气的芬芳啊。
And we can see that he was able to offer his own son.
啊, 我们看一下, 啊, 这个, 我们看亚伯拉罕的故事哦, 发觉到得孩子是福气哦, 献上孩子是更大的福气了。
We see through Abraham that having a son is a blessing, but being able to offer a son is even more of a blessing.
那创世纪,
Let's turn to Genesis.
17章,
verse chapter 17.
11章15节啊, 这边神道神对亚伯兰的应许啊。
And here talks about the promise of God.
那时候撒来已经九十岁了，十七节啊。
And at this time, Sarah was 90 years old.
啊，亚伯拉罕已经一百岁了。
And Abraham was 100 years.
但是你想说亚伯拉罕怎么啊，这一百岁的人怎么可能生孩子呢？
So how can a person that's 100 years old have a son?
但是神是无所不能的。
But God can do everything.
所以我们看二十一章。
So let's turn to chapter 21.
二十一章的第二节。
Chapter 21, verse 2.
当亚伯兰年老的时候，撒拉怀孕了，到了神所说的日期，就给亚伯兰生了一个儿子。所以果然时间到，就生了一个孩子。
So when the time had come,They had a son.
老来子啊，真是高兴得不得了。
And because of his old age, he was very happy.
当然，得到孩子是人世间一个很大的福气啊。
And of course, having a son is a great blessing in life.
但是其实哦，失去孩子有时候更是一个大福气啊。
But sometimes losing a son is even a greater blessing.
我们看创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis 22.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
这是在亚伯拉罕献子之后的一个大福气，他好像真的失去了那个大的孩子啊。
And this is after he had offered his son.
二十二章的十六节到十八节。
Verses 16 to 18.
二十二章十六节到十八节。
Chapter 22, verse 16 to 18.
二十二章十六到十八节，主说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐你大福给你。”论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你的子孙就必得着仇敌的城门。十八节，并且地上万国都必因为你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。我们看到献子之后，他得到更大的福气。
We see here that after he offered his son, he received even more blessing.
为什么他能够得到这么大福气呢？
Why was he able to receive so much blessing?
因为他是用信心把自己的孩子献出来的。
Because he offered his son with faith.
神叫他说，你要献上你的孩子，就是你独生的，你所爱的孩子。
God said that you must offer your son, your only beloved son.
那他一大清早就起来啊。
So early in the morning, he woke up.
那走远路啊。
And walked a long distance.
跟仆人这样讲啊。
The servant,
你在这里等一等，我跟童子往前面拜一拜，到前面去拜拜就回来。
And he told the servant saying that wait here, me and my son, we will go forward to offer and we'll come back.
可是他讲这句的时候，手上却拿着刀啊，准备杀人的刀啊。
At this time, he had a knife in his hand.
他告诉儿子这样讲啊。
And he told his son,
神必预备啊，他自己的羊羔啊。
That God will prepare his lamb.
可是到最后，他却自己把自己的儿子绑起来，拿刀要杀下去啊。
But at the end, he had tied up his own son and was about to use the knife on him.
为什么他敢这样做呢？
Why was he able to do this?
实际上跟我们讲，因为他内心有个深信，只有从以撒的身上，神应许的，说只有从这个孩子身上要出大后，要很多的后裔来啊。
Because he believed that through Isaac, will be many generations.
所以他的信心是，当他砍下去的时候，这个孩子也会从死里复活。
So he believed that even if he killed his son will resurrect.
其实在整个过程当中呢，他不晓得完结篇是什么了，到底怎么结束他不知道。
Actually, throughout this process, he did not know what the conclusion would be.
他只知道说呢，神一定会为他开路，这个孩子一定到最后还是会活过来，就对了啦。
He just believed that God will open a way for him, that his son will live somehow.
所以这个因为有信心所产生这种行动啊，这个样的一个决心啊，实在是令人非常的感动啊。
And his actions of faith is very touching.
这是行道，因为信心所发出那种行道勇气的一种香气啊。
And this is a bravery because of faith.
那这样的香气也是啊，这个香道新约啊，我们来看一下雅各书的第二章。
And you can still smell this fragrance all the way in the New Testament.
甚至到现在，我们都被他这种行为所感动啊，神也被他感动，不要说我们了。
Even until now, we are also touched. Even God was touched.
我们看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
二十一节，二十三节。
Verses 21-23.
二十一节，二十三节。
James chapter 2, verses 21-23.
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？我们看二十三节。
23.
这是应验经上所说的，亚伯拉罕信神，就算他为义，他又称为神的朋友。雅各特别把他这一段的行为，那个 因为相信所行出来的这个行为呢，啊，把它的好处啊，让我们来学习啊。
And here James tells us about Abraham's action from his faith for us to learn.
真的，如果有信心，你没有行动，怎么可能会有香气呢？
If you have faith but have no action, how can you have fragrance?
真的，献上自己都要有信心的。
Even if you offer yourself, you must have faith.
更何况献上自己的孩子，比献上自己更要有更大的信心，因为我们现在的人都是爱孩子大过于自己的啊。
And if you need to offer your own son, it requires even more faith because a lot of times we love our children more than ourselves.
啊，献上我们自己就很感动人的。我们看很多人当传道是很感动人的。
And if you can offer yourself, it is very touching for those who can offer themselves as to be pastors.
但献上自己的孩子给神用啊，这是更大的香气啊。
But if you can offer your children to be used by God, this is even more fragrant.
所以当神给他这个命令哦，说你要把这儿子献上的时候，这等于是真的在他心腹里面啊，吹起了一阵寒风啊。
And when God told him that you must offer your own son, I believe in his heart, it blew a cold wind.
那这个寒风吹动他的心腹，却把他里面的信心的香气给飘散出来了。
But this cold wind blowing through his heart actually make the fragrance of his faith come out.
我们常常想说，哦，亚伯拉罕献孩子很有福气啊。
And、
我们常这样想啊。
A lot of times we think that Abraham had a lot of blessings for offering his son.
但是请问亚伯拉罕当时活着的时候有没有看到自己的福气呢？
But let's think about whether Abraham actually saw his own blessings.
哦，神说论大湖，你的子孙要上天上的星来奔上，他看到吗？
God has said that your descendants will be like the stars in the sky and the sand and in the sea. But did he see it?
没有啊，只有一个啊。
No, he only saw one.
神说你将来你一个后裔，全天下万国的人都要因为你这个后裔得到福气，他看得到吗？
And God also said that through one of your descendants, everyone will be blessed. Did he see it?
没有啊，这个是两千年之后的事情啊，几千年之后的事情啊。
He didn't. This happened thousands of years.
直到现在我们才知道，因为耶稣一个人是亚伯拉罕子孙，全世界的人才得到福气啊。
Only until now do we know that it was Jesus Christ that came to the world to give blessings to everyone.
所以亚伯拉罕不是因为要得福气才去献孩子的。
So Abraham did not offer his son for these blessings.
但是因为信心勇敢的去行出神的要求。
But he boldly with faith did according to what God commanded.
我们发现到他献上孩子的福气比得到孩子的福气还要来得更大。
So the blessings for offering his son was greater than receiving a son.
啊，这是多美好的香气啊！
How wonderful is this fragrance?
因信心所受的劳苦啊！
The labors of faith.
我觉得我们很多弟兄姐妹今天感动我们了，因为他们有这样行道的勇气啊。
And many brothers and sisters today touch us because they have this boldness of in faith.
我认识一位弟兄，他原来是我的邻居啊。
I know a brother who used to be my neighbor.
他住在东部。
He lives in the East Coast.
后来他妈妈、爸爸妈妈住在西部啊。
And his parents live on the West Coast.
后来他妈妈身体不是很好。
And his mother's health was not good.
他在东部原来是在一家相当大的这个工厂里面当经理啊，职位蛮高的。
And in the East Coast, he was a manager and had a pretty good position.
但是啊，为了守道理啊，他把东部所经历的一切统统放弃掉。
But in order to keep the word of God, he gave up what he had in the East Coast.
因为神说要孝敬父母啊。
Because God said that you have to be filial to your parents.
他想说父母不晓，他的妈妈不晓什么时候要走啊。
And he thought that he doesn't know when his mother will go.
东部插西部，就是没有办法自己亲自来服侍他妈妈。
And because he lived on the East Coast, he cannot help his mother in person.
哦，他说那个时候刚开始真的很挣扎。
So at that time he struggled.
他因为他太太刚找到一个很好的工作。
Because his wife also had just found a very good job.
他们的房子也是很好的地方啊。
And they bought a house in a good area.
那如果放弃了，不只是他的工作要从头开始，他的太太本来是学很好科技的，来到西部，因为这个执照的关系呢，他在西部也没有办法找到同样那么好的工作就对了。
And if they have to move, they have to give up his good job and their house and also his wife because of a difference in state. She needed a different certificate.
所以他说他真的很挣扎哈。
So they had great struggle.
啊，跟我他在形容他最后一天要上飞机的时候呢，他故意开得很慢啊，因为他说呢还有回头的机会了哈。所以到机场之前真的开得很慢啊。
就
到底要不要真的过去啊
？And he said on the last day when he was driving to the airport, He purposely drove very slow, so there's a chance of him turning back.
啊，他说他故意在机场前一个出口先弯出去，再想一想到底是不是真的这样放弃掉东部啊。
And before he reached the airport, the exit before the airport, he exited to think about whether he should actually move.
后来真的为了孝敬父母，他把东部通通结束了。
But to honor his parents, he gave up what he had on the East Coast.
啊，从西部啊，啊，重启就是重新他的事业啊，把太太重新找工作这样子。
And to restart everything in the West Coast.
感谢主，他可以亲手亲眼陪伴着母亲离世。
And thank God, he was able to see his mother pass away.
啊，现在他在西部很认真的服侍。
And now he's in the East.In the West Coast and is serving very fervently.
服侍到他爸爸都生气了。
He's serving so much that his father is angry.
然后你赚这么多钱，把这么多钱拿到教会奉献，这实在是太不可思议了。
Saying that you earn so much money and you offer so much to God, this is unbelievable.
为了这个事情呢，他也跟爸爸就是常常要忍气吞声呢。
And because of this, they have some disagreements with his father.
他有得到什么福气吗？
Did he receive any blessings?
他看到神祝福的福气吗？
Did he see the blessings from God?
没有啊。
No.
我相信神的福气是在他身上的。
I believe the blessings of God is upon him.
真的为了行道，为了爱神啊，付出的劳苦啊，这是发出一个很大的芬芳啊。
And truly, the labor that he put out to keep the word of God is very fragrant.
真的有时候得到是福气啊，失去也是福气啊。
So a lot of times to receive is a blessing, but to lose is also a blessing.
那种愿意行道的那一种勇气啊，才是最大的感恩的地方。
And the willingness to practice the word of God is very touching.
我们再回来看啊，雅歌第十章。
Let's turn to Song of Songs.
雅歌第十章。
Let's turn back to Song of Songs chapter 4.
雅歌第十章。
Song of Songs chapter 4.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
四章十六节
Chapter 4, verse 16.
北风啊兴起，南风啊吹来，吹进我，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出。愿我的良人进入自己园里，吃他佳美的果子。愿我们每个人都有一个丰盛的园子。
I hope all of us have a very bountiful garden.
啊，我们有美好的信心。
That we have a great faith.
啊，我们有美好的啊这个喜乐。
And have a wonderful joy.
啊，我们有啊这个啊美好的忍耐。
And have a wonderful perseverance.
在困难当中可以学约伯忍耐。
And to learn from Job to persevere through.
在困难当中可以学保罗喜乐。
And in difficulties to learn from.Paul to be joyful.
在困难当中可以学亚伯拉罕勇敢的行道。
And difficulties to learn from Abraham, to practice the word of God.
困难如风吹进心源。
The difficulty is like a wind blowing through our heart.
但是主可以享受你佳美的果子。
But God can enjoy the pleasant fruits.
可以闻到你美好的香味。
Smell your fragrance.
这个香味可以传到以后，传到现在。
And the fragrance can last from now till tomorrow.
我们一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
394首。
394.